Join your host, Alistair Rayner, as he shares information on the latest research on livestock production, tips on how to boost your profitability, advice on how to secure the health of your herd, interviews with industry leaders, and moments of inspiration. Alistair will take you from the paddock to the research lab and give you ways to improve your operation. From moments on the farm, education, some delicious recipes, and a bit of fun. We hope you enjoy.
G'day, I'm Alistair Rayner. Welcome to this week's podcast of Rayner Reckons. Do you ever stop and think about how much your cattle are actually worth? I know you might be thinking about the price you're being paid, or even the price you would like to be paid, but that's not what I'm asking. I'd like you to consider the value of your cattle to someone else. Now that's a different thing to consider. Value is a different measure to price. When we talk about price, often we're talking about a figure that covers the whole consignment of animals to another person. It often gets averaged out across the consignment because there's considerable variation between animals. So price is a great way of paying you for the entire consignment and doesn't really reflect the differences between individuals. On the other hand, value is an individual measure. It's really describing the animal's suitability to the purposes of a buyer. If we can start providing animals that are more suitable to a buyer's needs, their value increases, and the theory is the increase in value can be financially recognised to you as the breeder or provider of the cattle. Perhaps the biggest problem in the beef industry is getting paid for value. Even more of an issue is getting that value recognised. There is so much variation in cattle, and it's been very hard to trace them back to an individual level to allow payment to you as the breeder on that per head basis. The exciting news is that the industry is moving much closer to value-based payments. If you haven't caught the news last week, one of Australia's largest meat companies, Tees Australia, has announced its intention to start paying producers on the value of individual animals. If you're a producer supplying cattle that are accredited for Meat Standards Australia, I'm pretty sure you've already seen some financial reward for improving the eating quality of your animals on that individual basis. In itself, that's really exciting because you can start to use that feedback to consider everything from the sire selection to your nutritional program through to your handling methods and even the time and location of the abattoirs and dispatch data. That in itself is really exciting because you can use that individual feedback to consider everything from the sire selection for the genetics that might be important, like marbling, through to your nutritional program and your handling methods. But that doesn't take into account the other key part of value. That is, how much red meat yield do your animals have? And that is the big driver of value for processors. Putting red meat from a carcass into a box that then can be sent to meat wholesalers and then on to consumers is the main driver of value. And there's huge variation in animals' red meat yield. I saw some research figures that Meat and Livestock Australia released that showed even among animals of the same weight and fatness, there was as much as an $80 difference in value as a result of that variation in red meat yield. I remember some research from New South Wales Agriculture that we were doing when we were talking about improving muscle in cattle. And that showed the difference between animals of the same weight and the same fatness, but variations in muscling resulted in as much as 16 kilos of difference in saleable red meat yield. And that's a huge amount of red meat. I guess if you're a processor, you really want to buy cattle that are more valuable to you. And that is to meet your requirements. With MSA, we can start preparing cattle to meet the quality requirements, and we've been doing that now for nearly 10 years. And if you aim for weight and fatness and hit the market specs or the processor specs, then you are starting to meet the requirements for the processor, particularly around the size of the body that they need to handle through their chain, but also the size of the cuts going into a box. But if it costs the same amount per head to process a high-yielding animal or a low-yielding animal, the greatest value to the processor will be the ones that are actually yielding the most saleable red meat. And therefore, it's a much lower cost of processing, and the processors get a greater return, and therefore there's much more value in those high-yielding animals. I'm sure you're thinking you've heard this before, and talking value isn't new by any means. So what's so exciting about this announcement by Tees Australia? I reckon the first thing is that they're now looking to use a number of new technologies, including X-rays and CT scans to assess the composition of a carcass. Each carcass can now be automatically assessed for its content of muscle, fat and bone. So this means that yield is no longer determined by a single image taken of the ribeye area and used as part of a calculation in a yield equation. Now technology can more accurately measure a carcass and therefore determine its actual yield of red meat. How exciting is that? When Tees announced this development, The General Manager of Corporate Services for Tees Australia, Tom Maguire, described the value of a carcass as being driven by its saleable meat yield multiplied by its quality value. Tees will be trialling it with suppliers in coming months before a national rollout. It's going to be really fascinating to watch this happen across the industry. And I'm pretty sure that the other processors will be watching this development and wanting to come on board as this technology starts to roll out through Tees. One of the greatest things about technology like this is that it can be installed in most plants and it becomes a standard for every single carcass. It's repeatable and happens the same way every time. Some of these technologies are underpinned by robotics. I've had some experience with robotics at the dairy operated by Sydney University. The robots in that dairy milk about 380 cows a day. The robots treat every cow in the same way. And this has meant cows are milked and treated the same way every time. No matter how slightly different the udders might be or the size of the cow, the robot does the same job over and over and over. So in the case of measuring yield in an abattoir, robotics or other technologies will do that same thing again and again and again. The robots don't get subject to fatigue or inattention because they're new at the job or because they're tired the way that humans might be. So you can be confident your yield is going to be accurately measured every time on every carcass. The reward in all of this is not just financial recognition. Remember I did say earlier, value recognises the usefulness of an individual to the customer's requirements. So that means that there will be cattle that will be paid for its value, particularly if they're high yielding and high quality. But equally, there could be cattle within your consignment that would be paid a much lower rate because they had less yield or their quality wasn't exactly what the company wanted. So that means that you could have individuals being paid much lower than the average of your consignment. In the worst case, your whole consignment could come back with a much lower rate of return than what you might have been expecting or what you've been used to in the past. I guess that's going to be the difference between receiving a price or being paid on value. This new development's also going to mean you'll start getting the feedback on your animals on that individual basis. So if you're a producer wanting to increase value, you'll be able to assess if you need to adjust your program to improve eating quality. And I guess most people are doing that now anyway. But that might also mean that you're thinking about other things that you can improve, particularly in the area of yield. So this development also means you're going to start getting feedback on your animals on an individual basis. And if you're a producer wanting to increase value, you'll be able to assess if you need to adjust your program to improve certain aspects across your herd. And I guess for a lot of people with MSA, they've been doing that already. Those adjustments I spoke to you about earlier, changing your genetics, concentrating on marbling, thinking about growth rate, those things are going to be really important and will keep being important. But now you might start thinking about other ways that you can improve the value of your animals. So how would you improve your yield? Are you using the right breeds and the right genetics within the breed? Can you match up your genetics for both eating quality and for yield? How's your finishing program designed? Are you growing your animals so that they're getting the right composition between muscle and fat? Or having too much fat on your animals because you're growing them too fast? At last, you'll be able to make the adjustments and select for animals that best suit your program with a clear signal that you're improving the value to your customer. I reckon this is going to be a great chance to start identifying lines within your herd that are consistently performing and providing you with those animals that have got that high value to your customers. And it's also going to be a great chance to go through and be a lot more critical within your herd and start to identify those lines that are consistently not performing for you, the ones that are always producing those calves that are just below the value line that you need to be hitting. So the first time you can start selecting animals out and replace them with genetics that you know will offer you that greater return and that greater value for your animals. It's just so exciting to think about that. And when you start thinking about what your cattle are really worth, just remember that when you start to address yield and quality, you're really starting to improve the value of your animals to your customers. I reckon you should be getting excited that the industry is finally ready to take the step, measure and pay you for the article you produce, and that you can use that to fine-tune your program and start really driving decisions around those clear financial signals. Now, if you haven't picked it up by now, you'll hear that I'm really excited about this development. For as long as I've been involved in the beef industry, which is nearly 20 years, we've talked about being paid for the value of our animals. So it's fantastic to see one of our largest meat processors starting to send that clear message. They're going to pay you for value and using the best technology that we have available to give those clear signals. It's terrific. So if you want to discuss the value of your animals, ask me some questions, or even have a discussion about it, you can always get in touch with me through the Rayner Ag website. It's all the W's, RaynerAg.com.au, Or if you like using Twitter to ask questions, send me a tweet at AlRayner302. Your other option is to ask a question or make a comment on the Rayner Ag page on Facebook. I think this is a really great discussion to have, and it's certainly a really exciting one, and I'd love to hear your thoughts. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.